JB4CBA. W4NGU.
GUN0GR.
Well, still morning, Tom.
Hey, Rusty, good morning. And I tried to call Phil. I heard him call Dave. But he must have went to another frequency or something. Anyway, you're the phone. How you doing? We just got back from your area. And it's blowing like the dickens, and it's plum chilly out there. We went and to Sam's. Well, we went to Costco's first and got Bernice's hearing aids back. And then we went to Sam's. And then we drove home. And now we're delivering the groceries we picked up for our daughter 14 miles south. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Haven't left the house yet. I got to go out and do a few things here shortly, but just trying to get some stuff done in the house first before I left out laundry and things like that. You got to be careful with that because they can't go off and leave there and it'll get out of balance real fast.
Well, I was dodging the fire truck here and had to make a U-turn. And now I'll get around the corner. This truck's not driving the Avalon. Oh, I went the wrong direction. Well, I was supposed to go to the water department and pay the water bill. And I don't know why she don't just mail it, but she don't. Well, we usually go when we go to the dump, and it's just a nice ride for us. But we forgot that yesterday.
What's that disease, old age?
Yeah, I was trying to get a drink. I was eating a breadstick and a hot dog here, just the weenie of a hot dog. That's called CRS, Rusty.
That's true. And, well, you need to be careful out there. Like I said, I got to go run a few errands here in a little bit and run by the grocery store. Once I do that, I'll get back to the house and pretty much be here the rest of the day and just see what's going on, you know?
The wind must be 15 to 20 out of the east or northeast. It is really blowing. Yeah, that's can't remember stuff, and it happens. Well, I don't know. I think we're just supposed to get some rain now, but if it comes along with this wind, I hope my antennas stay up there. This is pretty blustery already, and it's supposed to be the worst, I think, tomorrow morning. It's liking to blow me off the highway up here on 101.
Like when I go out, I'm going to only go a couple of places. I got to run up near Wally World and go to a store up that way. Back by the grocery store and then back to the house. So I'm not going to be out wandering around a whole lot here in a little while. I'm just headed out to pick up a couple of items and, you know, get things back to stuff I had run out of the other day and didn't have the funds until today, you know.
Well, I can tell you this much. With this storm coming, the stores are swamped. We was at Costco's before they opened the door this morning. And they're supposed to open at 10, and that was at 9. We got there about 10 minutes till 9, because Bernice had an appointment, actually, at 9:45, but the doors weren't even open. Her other hearing aids, the batteries kept running down too quick, so we took them back, and they just give her new ones, no problem. So that was good. And by the time we got out of there, the parking lot was swamped. Gas is $2.97 over at Sam's. It was swamped. The grocery store was swamped. Wow, it was like Washington, D.C., the swamp.
Probably right about that. And, a couple of things I've got to go get are nothing like, it's not like milk and bread and things like that. I already have that, so I don't have to worry about that. but you know, just a couple of other items I need to pick up, and also I'll wait here a little bit while, and then I'll run out and pick up what I need, and then head back to the house and you know, get in out of the weather and stay home the rest of the day.
Mobile. Yeah, we picked up a couple of rotisserie chickens, one for the grandkids and kids, and one for us. Wow, those things, they're just so much bigger than the ones you see at Walmart and that. Sam's was where we got them today, wasn't it, Bernice? And they had some really good white grapes. So we picked up some of those, and I got some eye drops and things like that. But not a whole lot, but it still adds up. We had to pick up two cases of Gatorade for the kids, and that was $32. But, of course, they'll pay us back.
Yep, those things, prices are out of this world these days, so I know what you're talking about. And just got to do it and get what you need. Grant and Barrett, that's about all you can do these days, Tom.
Well, I hope my antennas don't come down. I got enough wire for my one to replace, but I don't have enough for two. I think I'll have 109 feet left or something. I don't know. But that stuff is not exactly cheap anymore either. 250-foot roll of it, you might as well say a $100 bill, not quite, but with the shipping.
Yep, and that's why it's just as good for me to run up to Wireman and pick up stuff than it is to try to order it in, you know, because it's that way I can go get it. I don't have to pay shipping, even though it cost me fuel to go up there. It's still, you know, but it's a good ride, gets you out of the house and that type of thing too. So that's why when I need something like that, I'll make the trip up there and back and pick up what I need, you know.
Well, I would too, but he didn't have it and hasn't had it for quite some time, that one I wanted. Pulling into the drive-thru, Rusty, to pay the bills here, so I'll catch you down the line. W2T and 0TR.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Tom. W2T clear for now.